high heart may low be laid, but God is round about me, can I be dismayed? And my exercise, personal exercise, was just about coming to the Lord Jesus himself, because he says in numerous times, numerous places, he says, come unto me. And there's the answer for our difficulty, for our issues, for our struggles, for the stronghold in our life, if there's one, is he says, come unto me. And he starts in Isaiah 51, it says, come to the water. Ho, everyone that's thirsty, come to the water. You that have no money, come buy and eat. Buy wine and milk without money and without price. So we have the water of the Spirit, the wine of joy, the milk of the Word. And God says, come unto me. And we could relate that to the Lord Jesus, because he talks about that at that great feast. The water that flows out from out of him. And this is where it starts for us, that everyone would need to come to the Lord Jesus himself and take of that water of life and be saved. The rest of it doesn't work otherwise. You can't come to Jesus for help if you're not one of his own sheep. You know, we're like sheep. The sheep just doesn't know anything except eat and drink, and he'll wander off away, but he's got to look to the shepherd, and the shepherd knows what's good for him. And that's the way it is with us. Our shepherd knows what's good for us. And he told Nicodemus, who was a very righteous, upright, religious man, who kept all the law, and he said these words to him. He said, unless you're born again, you will not see the kingdom of God. And that's the word to us when we seek to reach God by our own efforts and our own energy. We must come through the Lord Jesus. Let's look at a verse in Matthew chapter 11. And verse 28, Jesus is speaking. He says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden or heavy burdened, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn from me. I am gentle and lowly in heart. You'll find rest for your souls. So Jesus himself says, come to me with your burden. And we would seek all manner of ways to resolve our own burdens, wouldn't we? Make our own plans. But Jesus simply says, come to me. And then in John chapter 1, numerous times the Lord Jesus says, come to me, in those words or in other words. In John 1 verse 37, in 36, John had just said, behold, or look, it's the Lamb of God. And two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. And Jesus turned and seeing them said, what do you seek? They said, Rabbi, which is translated teacher, where are you staying? And he said to them, come and see. And we want to be staying where the Lord Jesus is. We want to be abiding in him, in his presence. Come and see is just like him saying, come unto me, follow me, walk with me, stay with me a while. And that should be the desire of our heart to come to him, to see where he stays. In chapter 7, they're having a great feast. They're there probably a week. John 7 and verse 37. On the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. So if you're thirsty today, the Lord Jesus would say, come to me. It's like being at a week-long conference and you go away hungry, thirsty. Maybe you're here this morning and you're here through the breaking of bread. You're here through this short message. You're here for the next meeting. You leave the building and you're thirsty. He says, come to me. And out of you, whatever goes in comes out. Out of you will flow rivers. This is great rivers. Mississippi's and Amazon's are rivers. Will flow out of you, living water. Then in Revelation 3, the same thing is said with different words, verse 20. He says, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me. If you're hungry, spiritually hungry, if you're hungry for maybe even you don't know what, he says, I want to dine with you. Open the door. It's like, come unto me. Open the door. Let me in. We'll eat together. We'll sup together. We'll have fellowship together. And then he says also at the end of the book, in chapter 22, verse 17, the Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him who hears say, come, and let him who thirsts come, whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. So the Lord Jesus calls us to come to him. Thirsty, hungry. In John 17, he prayed that prayer, that amazing prayer. And he asked the Father, may they be with me where I am. So here and now, he wants us to be with him. Eternally, he wants us to be with him and to enjoy our company with him. So today, he's the answer to come to the Lord Jesus. He says, come to me if you're burdened. If you're out of his presence, come to me. If you're thirsty, come to me. If you're hungry, come to me. And that would be the word I would choose to leave you with. Come unto Jesus. And it's unusual, but I'd like to ask Carolyn to come up. We'd like to just sing that song for you. Come unto Jesus. Give him your life today. Trouble, the answer to our problems, the answer to our dilemmas. Come unto Jesus, give him your life today. Come unto Jesus, give him your life today. Come unto Jesus, let him have his way. Don't you put it all Jesus. Come unto Jesus.
Come unto Jesus.
Give him your life.
Give him your life today.
Come unto Jesus.
Come unto Jesus.
Let him have his way.
Let him have his way.
Amen. Perhaps a brother could pray.
Blessed Lord Jesus, we thank thee for this free access that we have, that we can come to thee with our concerns, our desires, but first for salvation, which is full and free. We thank you that you have paid the price that is required in earning this free access, and thou hast opened the way even now for all to come in. So we pray for each one here this morning and pray for their soul's condition. We pray that even now they might be creating and causing a stirring in the heart, that the decision might be made for thee and not against thee. So Lord, we just give thee thanks again for that opportunity to be found in thy presence, gathered around thee to remember the one who loved us and gave himself for us. And as thou hast reminded us in thy word, that thou art here for each and every one. So we trust thee that all might come and to accept this free gift of salvation, even today. We ask his mercies now as we commit the rest of the days proceeding in thy hands. Commit each one in thy hands. If any be traveling even now to come to Sunday school, we pray for journey mercies. And we pray that thou might lead and guide all things. In your holy and precious name we pray, O Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Amen.